art of history today. So, so of course, I just wanted to kind of just bring everybody here. This is majority of the people that were on my season one. So I really appreciate everybody who was a part of it, who helped me break the ice and, you know, definitely build some history together.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My pleasure, bro.
Yes, sir.
Happy you on it, though.
Yeah, yeah. So I just wanted to kind of see how everybody's been, how everybody's doing, and you know, just hear a little bit from everybody if possible.
Yeah, I start off, bro. I mean, everything's great. Everything's great on my end, bro. I just want to say, man, I'm happy to see that, you know, you're doing the podcast. And it's something that you always been striving to do, and I'm glad you did it. You know what I'm saying? We had this conversation when you first, you know, wanted to start it. You was like, yo, man, you know, I'm a little nervous and stuff like that. But I told you, you got it, bro.
You're the first person I reached out to that night. Yeah. You're the first person I reached out to.
No, real talk. And I told you, you got it, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, anything you want to do, man, you just got to do it, bro. Like, you can't procrastinate. You just got to put your mind to it, keep it going, you feel me? And, you know, you can learn from me because I've done a bunch of things and stopped and kept going. So, bro, like, listen, man, like, anything you want to do, just keep going. Don't stop. Don't quit, bro. Like, just don't stop. You know what I'm saying? Don't stop. Don't get discouraged. Don't matter if it's one of you, no matter if it's two of you, just keep going. It's going to build. And, like I said, your platform is great. Like, first of all, what you doing right now, nobody's even doing what you're doing for the type of podcast. It's a million podcasts out there, bro.
It's about to be popping.
Some substance.
Yeah.
Yeah, real talk. You got a podcast of substance, you know what I'm saying? And then the message that you're getting across resonates with people a different way, you feel me?
Yeah.
And that's something that you should, you know I mean, keep doing, bro, because it's dope.
And by the way, Rel, he actually has his own juice business. Very, 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 when I tell you very, very good. This is going to help you lose weight. He offers a lot of a lot of videos you've done with like people in the gym and stuff like that. So if you could just explain that a little bit, because I know a lot of the people that's on this this call, they do are some fit people, so they might be interested.
Oh yeah, what's up, everybody? I'm Darrell Jones. I do have a juice business on with my wife called His and Her Juices. We sell 100% natural juice. Has no sugars, no preservatives, nothing of that kind. We've been up and running for about almost 4 months now, and we're definitely seeing a lot of progress, a lot of support. We have some other ventures we're doing with other gym things of that nature. So, like I said, we're still just getting started, but we got a lot going on as far as juices in that regard. And we'd like to support. Our page is at His and Hers Juices, like it's spelled. At His and Hers Juices. Me and my wife, we both co-own it. So it's pretty dope. You know, we got three juices that we're starting out with. By next year, we plan to expand and have more juices. And so, yeah, it's rolling.
I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
That's a good look.
Yep. Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you, man.
All right. Who wants to go next?
Well, I'll go. You know, me, basically, I've just, you know, worked and stuff, been busy with that. But, you know, aside from there, just trying to keep my head above water. And we're in the war zone out here, you know, how Philly is. You know, just my family and I have just been good. We've been still generating what we do as far as life is concerned. Just keeping everything good. You know how I am dealing with me and the kids.
I wanted to just to share about Milton. He's the one that really, besides my wife wanting to already own it, her own handgun, I was kind of iffy about it, but he really, he's an advocate of, protecting yourself with a weapon. So, that's what made me be more comfortable and, you know, my wife going out and protecting our household. Cause right now with everything going on with the country, please make sure that your household is protected.
My wife and I, you know, we do it legally. You know what I'm saying? We're not one of those people that's just out there just, you know, on the black market with it, you know, have our license to carry. We go to the range, we practice, you know, we teach the kids, we encourage our kids. They know how to hold it, they know how to rack it, they know how to do everything with it, because, you know, we're not there 24 hours with them to, you know, to protect them, you know. So if they're able to do it and do it the right way, you know, it's a sense of security, you know, outside of your home. Because you can have your peace, you can have it inside the home, but what happens when you go outside? Because that's where the majority of this stuff happens. You know, and it's not just to go out there and, you know, want these people to go out there and be John Rambo or anything like that. It's just another form of protection. So we're very advocate with that, especially with our family. And, you know, I talked to Julian about it many times, and he, just like he said, he was, like, pretty much on the fence about it. But, you know, I talked to him a lot of the pros and just how to make sure you do it right. And a lot of times when you do it that way, you're not going to get in any trouble. And if you know the laws, if you know each state laws and how to handle it and how to protect yourself and how to transport your firearm, then you're going to be safe. You know, he also just talked to me about, you know, my wife and I maybe starting our own, you know, class about it, because, you know, and he's been giving me ideas, been dropping some jewels to me, because, you know, we do it just for ourselves, and when we don't get to the range, we kind of get little pissed, because we just want to go and practice just to make sure that we're doing good. You know, even if we don't get to go, we're, you know, we home, and we're here, you know, unloaded and all, but safety first, you know, just making sure that we're practicing our draws, just making sure that we're practicing for every type of situation. I just think that everybody, if you're out there and you can get a hold of that, do it the proper way.
No, that's hot. Yeah, we need that as a society, bro. That'll be hot. If you and your wife came out with a class or something like that, bro, we need that. There ain't nothing going on like that on the internet, you know, doing it the proper way. We need that. You know, that's something y'all really thinking about doing. I support that 100%. That'll be hot.
Right. There's so much glorification of weapons, right, in our society, but there's not enough education behind them, right? So there needs to be more things like that, especially on a community basis.
Mm-hmm. This is too many. You know, I don't know how many you out there have, like, the Citizens app. Or if you're on IG, there's that 911 Philly you follow. Mm-hmm. And you see every day the police are, you know, getting guns off the streets. And they're posting every day. And it's like, that's what a sender mask. You know, none of them is for good purposes. So I'm like, on the flip side of that, you know, people was worried about, you know, Biden getting in and, you know, oh, he's going to take away his guns. That's not part of his agenda. You know, it's to do more education. We don't have much education here, because you get kids that get a hold of pistols and they accidentally shoot themselves or things like that, because parents, we were taught to never touch them. You know, when we get educated about stuff, then we don't touch them. You know, or we found a better way to handle it. You know, so that is my purpose. That's how I would like to do it. You know, I'm, you know, when Julian got his, I was pretty, you know, happy for him and his wife. So now we just got to get the practicing so he know what he's doing with that if the time comes.
So, thank you for all that information. That was a lot. And I just wanted to shift focus. So I wanted to talk about somebody who made me really be more aware about, you know, political scene and just being more aware of what's going on in our country. So this is somebody that I worked with at T-Mobile and Sprint for a very long time. That's where we met, and he's been at a lot of, you know, Black Lives Matter rallies that have been in the city. And he was somebody that I talked with, I think it was on episode, I think 9. And we talked about, you know, like white privilege and what really made him, you know, push, you know, for Biden and just changing and just always being aware that, you know, our lives do matter. And, you know, Anthony, thanks for jumping on this call today. Can you just, you know, how's everything been? Because I actually saw you at the library at the poll rally. You know,
yeah, I like him, man.
Yeah, so
it was an unforeseen treat, you know what I mean? Yeah, man, I mean, things, you know, obviously, you know, you kind of put it out there. I mean, I'm somebody who, you know, I've been very engaged, like, you know, politically, you know, both from like an activism standpoint and from, you know, just, you know, volunteering and working with, you know, campaigns and things like that. But I mean, I've been all right. It's been a lot of fun. I've been holding up pretty well, you know, like mentally. I think there was like a big struggle, right, that week that we kind of went through of, you know, no election winner or anything like being called. But I mean, I'm definitely happy that, you know, I think that we have somebody that's going to be coming in that is like, you know, has some empathy and some understanding and kind of put themselves in somebody else's shoes. I think that's something that we like really have been missing, you know, these last 4 years is like, no ability to try to understand the struggles, you know what I mean, of other people. That's something that I've probably not always been perfect at, but it's something that like I think was instilled on me, you know, when I was kind of young in my household. And you know, I didn't grow up like all that great, you know, myself either, you know, grow up like poor or whatever. So I don't know, man, I just try to always appreciate, you know, the things people had, the things people needed, and, you know, knowing the struggles that I went through myself as a kid, you know, and that other people got a lot of other struggles and different things out there that, you know, they're up against. And I think that's going to be like a big step in the right direction, hopefully, for like the attitudes of what's going on, because that's going to be like a central building block to actually get anything done.
I appreciate you sharing that information, and I'm trying to get this moving because, you know, I think this only records for like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
So I don't know where it's at now, but I just wanted to bring Mookie on because she was the first person on here. So this is someone I met through one of my other friends, and we just kind of built a relationship. And hopefully she hears it so she can, because I know her mic is muted right now. So when she hears this, please jump on. She might hear. Oh, all right, cool. So I just want you to kind of share your story what you did for the community. But I'm just going to give you kind of a background what happened. So one night, one of her relatives, you know, stepped into the street in Philly, and this is like a residential block, but everyone drives through it like it's a highway. And unfortunately, she died. So what she did was, instead of her just, you know, using that and, you know, being depressed and all that, she was actually able to advocate and reach out to the city and have them put some speed bumps there. So now it's a little bit more safer. And, you know, unfortunately, when she does still drive by there, there's a tree that still has her relative's, you know, body parts still in there that they could not remove. So yeah, unfortunately, that's, yeah.
It was a real bad accident. The girl was drunk. She was wasted. And supposedly, you know, she hit a cop car, and that's how the chase pursued, and she ended up hitting my cousin when she stepped in the street. But my aunt herself lives, you know, that's my aunt's block, and my grandmom got hit in 99 by a drunk driver, and we still to this day don't know who hit my grandmom. From then, my grandma went downhill, eventually passed away. So when 10 years later, the same thing happened to my cousin, and she lost her life, it's like, you know, something needs to be done on this street. Mm-hmm. And it was crazy because even when I reached out to the city, they came to inspect the block with me. We just walked up and down the street and looked at how the cars speed. And the guy that worked for the city was like, I speed up and down this block myself. And I'm like, that's because it's nothing to slow people down for like maybe 3 or 4 blocks before it's a stop sign or a light or something. So I just worked really hard, push. And the city finally put some speed cushions out there. It happened in less than a year. So like, I was real proud about that. And I started an Instagram page, Focus and Drive. It's sort of like, you know, No Gun Zone, how they post everything that happened in the city. I pretty much focused on like car accidents and people doing reckless things while on the road, to just make people aware of simple mistakes. Like you know, something simple, like checking your phone, or you had a drink, you're like, oh, I drive better this way. And like, in reality, you don't got it. And like he said to this day, it's like my cousin remains is still on the street. This is almost, what's this, 3 years later? Yeah, that's what I do.
And she also has her own seafood salad business as well.
Oh yeah, and I sell seafood salad. Make all different kinds of salads.
Dope.
So she does that as well too. So this is just you know, we're all just trying to use this particular situation that we're in right now with this virus to just make another ways to support our families, you know. I mean, that's just what we're trying to do. So I appreciate you sharing that information with me, Mook. And you know, Dante's still here, so I'm a put Mr. Dante on. This is someone who I always look at for inspiration. Right now, he is he was such a big advocate for the community in the city at a time of need when the gun violence, when you know, Walter was shot by the police. And you know, he was able to, you know, he, you know, unfortunately his job, you know, axed him during a time where he needs a job to support himself. And he was able to actually turn that. He actually runs his own clothing line as well too. So I'll make sure I attach that to this video. So hopefully Dante, you can hear me and you can just hop on. And just,
yeah, bro. I got you. What's going on?
How are you today, sir?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Good to see, good to see everybody. Man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, good to be seen. Mm-hmm. And the sister that was just on, I actually listened to that episode, and that was really powerful. The episode with Mookie, I was like rocked listening to that. So that was a tough one. This has been good. I'm celebrating you, man. Just for what you're doing and being relentless. You know what I mean? I think a brother said it earlier today that it's hard to be consistent, number one. A lot of people not doing stuff. That's quality. I mean, it's a lot out there, and the internet is buzzing, but it's a lot of busy stuff. And so to have a quality podcast, consistent, the visuals is right, the audio is right. Salute to you, bro. That's big. A little bit about me. You know, just a regular guy from Philly, man. I am a faith advocate, minister of the gospel. I do a lot of stuff. I'm an author. I have a clothing company called Truth Reigns Clothing. I just started a podcast with an Indian American called Conversations with Colored Christians. I just started a video series with a Scottish American teacher, professor at Temple. Called Student Teacher, where we dialogue and speak a little bit about life experiences and give the insight from a Black man to a white man and our perspective in the city of Philadelphia. I'm real big into video, audio, writing, and, you know, so the podcast was right up my lane when Julian hit me up. I think mm-hmm. we were talking about marriage at the time, which is good, and so that was a dope time. And so I'm just happy to be a part, man, and I'm happy to definitely meet some other folks who are doing things, his and hers. Definitely drop your link for me, bro, so I can check you out. Yeah, this is good. And Brother Milton too, man. You on point with the Second Amendment, bro. I mean, a lot of us, we don't know. We think it's cool to brandish and all that, but, you know, it's important. Like you said, I was keying in. Be educated, be trained, be ready. Be insured, you know, USCCA has some dope stuff, and really, really lock in, because we walking in a different time. Yep.
Yeah. Real quick, and brother Rick, he just texted me and said his phone about to die. So this is somebody I knew for a very long time. I've known him since I was 16 years old, and this is somebody who's been not only a privilege in my life, he's my daughter's godfather. And I know if one day I was to leave this earth, I know that she'll be good for life. And, you know, Rick, and can you just come on, just tell a little bit about yourself before your phone die?
What's going on, everybody? It's Rick. As you can see, I'm driving, doing two things at once, but I had to jump off my little brother right here to let him know that he's definitely well-loved and supported. Like you said, I've known him since he was 16, which makes me a lot older than what I want to admit. But I do thank God for being here every day that I'm here. I do what I can. For anybody that I know, I'm also one of the co-founders of Umi's House. It's also a nonprofit organization where we actually do take care of the community. I'm on the way out East Falls. I don't know where I'm going. Picking somebody up, dropping somebody off. They said somebody called, said they needed help. And this is part of what I do. This is it. All right. But as I told him earlier, my phone is dying, so I won't be able to say but too much.
Right, right, right. And yeah, be safe, man.
Oh, most definitely.
You know, we'll link up.
Yes, yes, indeed.
So it was about, I was supposed to have about two other people on here that, you know, couldn't make it, but there are people definitely I need to get on here too, because you guys will all appreciate them. But so I'm going to do is I'm going to end this right now unless anybody has anything else to say.
No, sir. No, sir. It was a pleasure talking to everybody.
Yeah, yeah, man. I just want to say, like, I just really appreciate everything that you're doing. I mean, I know a couple of you said that already, but, like, I don't know, man. I appreciate the fact that you even think that I was somebody, you know, who has had such an impact in your life that you wanted to have that conversation. So, with that said, man, you know, keep up the good work, and, you know, anything that I can do to keep supporting you, you know, I'm definitely there for it.
Yeah, me too, man. I just want to say, listen, you know, for me is I've been listening to all of the episodes, and to put the voices, to face it to the voices, you know, it's like, mm-hmm. you know, it's a really good thing to it. And just sit here to be on the phone with you gentlemen and lady. I mean, I really appreciate it. Thanks, Jolene.
Yeah,
you know how I feel about you, how I feel about what you're doing with this thing. And, you know, we're just going to keep going. You know, whatever you need from me, you know, I'm down with you 100%. So, you know, everybody else, you know, I want to support everything that everybody else is doing, you know what I mean? So, you know, that way we all can just, this can be a starting point, you know what I mean, to pivot to everything, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So let's just not just leave it here. Let's just go elsewhere with it, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, Julian, you sent a piece of this. So, you know, we all here for you, you know, but let's just, you know, use this to be here for everybody.
That's right. That's good.
Right. I think I say on every episode, my end goal one day is to have our own community where everybody has their own business there, because I feel like that's needed again. That's something that's been in history that has always been taken away from us. And we always scatter and we end up doing our own thing, but we never come together to do our thing together. And I think that's what is needed for it to show that we are what we've always meant to be. And
crazy, because we're so powerful when we come together. Like, mm-hmm. we well, see, and yet it's still not enough to make people want to be like, oh, I need to get on their wave. Like,
yeah. Yeah. That's fact.
Yo, you want to hear something? So Zoom just like sent me this thing and said, nigga, you out of time. But then it said, we're going to remove it for you just this one time. I said, okay, it was meant to be.
Yeah, that's definitely dope.
Yeah, so I really appreciate everybody getting on. I actually appreciate everyone breaking their vulnerability to just discuss the things that we need to talk about, because they need to be talked about.
I think we should definitely do this again though.
Oh yeah, yeah. I have a lot of ideas.
All right, well then, you know, let's get it.
So we're
yeah, make a group chat, bro.
Oh yeah, I will make a group chat. I don't know what's the best like platform for everybody.
I guess make like a Instagram group chat or something, but like, so I can get everybody handles and I can follow everybody and I'm gonna support what everybody got going on. Yeah. I guess make a quick IG group chat or something, man. You know, everybody's situation to be in that group chat, and everybody can, you know what I mean, switch off information from there.
It's crazy because everybody on this call, I have so much time invested in. It's crazy. It's weird. Oh.
That's good timing though. So, you know.
So,
all right.
That's so a real good thing. Everybody on the first recap. I might have to do this again with everybody that's on the second season too.
For
maybe
sure.
If I get the other two people, then I can just merge these together. That'd be decent.
That'd be cool, bro.
All right, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and have a happy first start to your week.
Yeah, same for everybody. Y'all be safe out there. Thank you.
Y'all take care. Pleasure talking to everybody. Have a good night. Everybody be safe.
All right. You too. Thank you.
All right, y'all.